In what's being called the Year of the Woman, State Representative Tiffany Zolkuski has been using her legislative position to recognize the achievements of women across the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. More women served in the Alaska legislature this year than any time in the state's history. Of the 60 legislative seats, women occupied 19.
So it was an exciting time for Alaska as a state.
Representative Tiffany Zolkuski was one of those 19, recognized in March during Women's History Month. They were honored through a legislative citation, a tool to recognize or honor the achievements and contributions of a person, group, or moment in Alaska's history. Zolkuski wanted to extend this recognition to the women she represents, whose work, she says, often goes unrecognized. And so, as a co-sponsor with Senator Lyman Hoffman, she honored the Aniak Halfbreeds, the 2018 Girls Basketball 1A State Champions.
You know, that's a great achievement for local athletes who commit to training, who commit to sportsmanship and teamwork and work hard and train throughout the year.
She says she wanted to recognize the dedication and hard work it took to win in state competition.
These are young people who probably get up early in the morning to go to practice and who have to figure out how to communicate with one another on the court and who have to make sure they're balancing their educational achievements. And so it's a lot for somebody who is under the age of 18 to make sure that you're balancing so many things.
Another Zolkuski legislative citation was more personal. Mauro Kargis was a matriarch in Bethel who died last year. Every spring, Mauro would return to Bethel from Cyprus with her family to run what was for decades Bethel's most beloved restaurant, Dimitri's.
I know I'm not alone in being somebody who loved what that restaurant meant. It wasn't just a place where people went to eat good food, but they gathered around the table to share meals with friends and family and celebrate moments in life, or before young kids went to prom. You know, there are these moments and generations that have been, you know, brought together by that place.
Zolkuski also sponsored a citation honoring more than 60 women who are pooling their money to fund projects important to them.
YK Delta Women in Philanthropy are made up of retired women, women who are early in their career, women who might be mid-career, women who kind of come together to create a sense of community, and that's something that's so lovely about rural Alaska.
Zolkuski is a founding member of the group, which began in 2016. This year, YK Delta Women in Philanthropy is funding a local project that teaches young girls self-esteem and fitness, and funding the international nonprofit South Sudan Medical Relief, founded by longtime Bethel resident Dr. Jill Seaman. Zolkuski also joined Senator Lyman Hoffman in recognizing the 2018 Top 10 Iditarod finishers. That list, of course, includes Bethel's Pete Kaiser and Aniak's Richie Deal. The legislative session is an intense time. Zolkuski says the politics can be cutthroat and move fast. Citations are passed by the legislature at the beginning of the day. For Zolkuski, that was a time to center herself, a reminder of why she's there.
Alaska is doing some really incredible things. And although we're tackling really big budget, difficult public policy agency challenges, there are communities that are doing what they can around kitchen tables or getting up early and putting on their tennis shoes to going into a hard, cold, brutal mushing race. We get to elevate that story. And that was what was really exciting.
Zolkuski is running for State House election this November.